You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. It's Friday, and this week, commentator Gary Borders takes on the role of librarian in waiting at Laterno University.
I'm sitting in the Margaret Estes Library on Laterno University's campus on a Thursday morning. This is where I hibernate every other Thursday when the housekeeper arrives at our house. Yasmin is an amazing housekeeper. All humans and animals vacate the premises while she performs her magic. Sam and Rosie are dropped at the canine beauty shop to be bathed. Tater and Tot, the now grown cats, spend the day outside. My wife and daughter Abby are also on campus, mom teaching, daughter learning. The library's namesake, Margaret Estes, became publisher of the Longview newspaper when her husband Carl died in 1967. I began working there as a paperboy the following year, only occasionally catching a glimpse of Mrs. Estes when I wandered through the newsroom. Eventually, I became a part-time photographer for the paper, until I was fired for rather stupidly wearing a Farenthold for Governor t-shirt to a press conference for her rival, Preston Smith. Follies of youth. I still wish Sissy had won, though. I grew up behind this campus on South 12th Street and often walked through it to go to Howard's on Marbley Avenue to peruse record albums. My buddies and I explored the abandoned crematorium at the rear of the campus in what was then a wooded area. It's pretty creepy. We played touch football on the fields and swam in the outdoor swimming pool, long replaced. The campus was a giant playground for us in the late 1960s. Laterno has changed markedly in the half century since. My wife has been a professor here for a dozen years. I served for a time on the university's advisory committee. Laterno University's faculty and students, by and large, are truly impressive. Our daughter is receiving a fine education with small classes and considerable individual attention and care. I'll leave the library about 3 to get the dogs, then return by 4. That's because I've begun working here as a librarian assistant from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday. I'm considering pursuing a master's in library science online starting in summer, so it made sense to actually work in a library to see if it suits me. I don't know if I'll truly go back to school, but it's certainly an option. Working as a librarian assistant also sharpens my research skills for whatever next long-term writing project arises, as I learn to use the tools librarians use to assist students and faculty. With the thousands of hours I've spent in libraries, sitting on the other side of the desk so far has been enjoyable. Right now there's not much activity since the semester just began, but I'm told it'll pick up in a few weeks as students begin working on class projects. I've learned how to check in or out books and other material. Headphones and phone chargers are popular. To order an item through interlibrary loan, reshelve books, and to make coffee. The biggest hurdle for me has been trying to decipher what people are saying when they use their library voice. I'm a bit hard of hearing, so I have to lean in when a coworker or a student asks me a question. The best part of this job are the students I meet who hail from all over the world. They are polite and friendly. The regulars stop to chat every evening before settling down to study. This library is an inviting place to study, with couches and comfortable chairs along with the traditional carrels and tables. This library gig might only be a temporary stop on my life journey, or it could be a new path. Time will tell.
Commentator Gary Borders is a longtime writer and photographer in East Texas. You can reach him at GaryBorders.com.